put the clap in rhythm.
We have always treasured freedom in this country, but there are forces working in our midst today, and they plan to overthrow the system's natural status quo by agitating, demonstrating, striking, picketing. And so we feel the time has come to make our declaration in defense of freedom, property, and nation. Some are free to own the fruits of others' labors. Some are free to do a job and toe the line. Some are free to rig the races, free to deal themselves the aces. Some are free to soldier on while others trample on their faces. It's a matter of survival of the fittest. And the fittest are the ones who grab the quickest. Have you ever paused a moment to consider all the burdens borne by those who own this land? Each stock market fluctuation complicates the situation. Keeping track of all that money is a full-time occupation. For a nation cannot be described as healthy unless its wealth belongs to those who are wealthy. When the front is busy fronting for the Tories and the cops are busy backing up the front, you must understand their function is to strike without compunction all those aliens from Bangladesh, West Brom and Clapham Junction. And by beating up all those in opposition, they're defending our most glorious tradition. When a hero rises up and digs his heels in, puts the boots in that good old-fashioned way, when he starts on union bashing, you can bet he'll get the backing of Keith Joseph and his cronies. No assistance will be lacking. But heroes fight for personal liberation against the malcontents opposing exploitation. But don't imagine we're opposed to all trade unions. There are some we look on with a kindly eye. When a union is controlled by leaders who've been bought and sold, then it's a treasure beyond measure, worth 10 times its weight in gold. For they can always be relied on in a crisis to sell their members out at bargain prices. When the day arrives that you become redundant, don't get angry with the boss and call him names. You must try to be objective, get the matter in perspective. See yourself as a component, just a cog that is defective. And with fortitude accept the situation, that the junk heap is your natural location. They have always treasured freedom in this country. That's providing that the freedom is confined to the few who bleed the nation, and while preaching moderation, sit there belching after feeding on the working population. So when some fat cat talks of freedom on the telly, don't imagine he means you, not Onion Nellie.